Sous-titrage
And first of all, we must say, request us to develop the bodhicitta, the enlightening mind, and thinking that in order to liberate all the sentient beings from the samsara and establish them in the perfect Buddhahood, and we are going to practice the true Dharma by listening, reflecting, and meditating upon it.
Tene takan to sam sayat karasana hisak kuncham zuje tene hisak kuncham zuje konji yong jam to dun forji demik.
The thing that we are going to study or listening to and reflecting reflect upon the subject is this text which extracted from Sheja Kunjabzu. The title of this text is you have the three clauses you have to divide into. First clause is Sheja Kunjabzu, and then Goje is one thing, the Rishun Gyatsu Rigdu, and truly the new three. Which means that the Rishun Gyatsu Rigdu means that all the ocean of science of reasoning, which put here together or together in concise form, in concise form, do by the concise, could say, which is like a miraculous key or like the master key. Then you say Goje, which opens the door of what? The door to the treasure. What kind of treasure? The treasure of the knowledge Sheja Kunjab, which embraces all the knowable things.
Tandim ming de tenju de ming de rigdu thorji de ming se re thorji de ming se je de karar se na tene de ming ke ke go kanga se to pachi yo re tela thorji de ming se gyo res
rwa the reason why it's called miraculous key because there is a key, a certain key, and which is like the key, the king, the master of all key, or the king of all the keys. And with one key, with that only one key, you can open and many, many locks, doors easily. Yes. It's like that.
Tene chetan de ta, tene hiza jamzo.
It's a miraculous key because this key opens the door of the ocean of the knowledge.
That cher cheese chu tam che je gonje de men ra ore che par to tene danda jang go lo dun ta ye chin je pe hizan zo je tene de me.
In general, it is the key, master key, which opens the treasure of the door of the treasure of all knowledge in general, particularly the knowledge of the text which is composed by Jamgun Gongtu.
Kara Jumchen Kara Sena Hizan Zu Te Hira Jusa Ja Chimbo Ritina Ninga Chimbo Kar Chimbo Sutsur Duyur.
It means opening this door because because in general, she said the, or the treasure of knowledge which embraces all the knowable things is very vast and very, is a vast subject. And however, in this text, they are explained in brief or in very condensed form. So the purpose of this text that Rinpoche composed or compiled, you could say, is for the sake of the students of the Nalanda Institute of Kalapa. At their request, he did it.
Karasana yong jia chenpo to se xie pa jia chenpo re kato ne te ne pecha lo de re ma to lo lan zin de wo yo ma re le lo la yang zin de wo re.
Because in general, all the philosophical texts are always explained in such great detail that the student get lost in track and is the certain all the different points. So therefore it was necessary to first to give them the outline in order to give this outline of such great vast text, and he had to compose it in brief.
Then they kept in singing the solo the song in the dajor so pecha kandeji jona yang pinto chimbo yore singing the
rere
singing the apotia kona pecha kandeji jona yang pinto chimbo yore.
So if one knows and understand all the characteristics which defines each topic or each subject or each everything, so then whatever text we read, it will be very easy for us to understand. And not only that, it will be more easy to translate as well.
Tene jamsun romang donzeba, tumjo jarva jamso, tadoku hisavasong. Tandi kapso, tene sanje nam chubajibare. Teyan, or a sanje nam chubajibare.
Say this, the first shloka, or the first, you say verse, eh? Verse is 3-4 parts, one verse, or each.
Any length.
So the first shloka, I should say. The first shloka is a homage to all the Buddha in general.
Chonyi jamso sunam dan yehi je chonyi jamso tavo tayepa yonso zopun tu am doji kodang yehi jamso tayepa padame pala ngawang gyurwa gyurhin. Tene jamsun romang donzeba, tene jamso tavo, tene lu yarwar kawa, padamebe, roa mangbo, kovadungale dovaran zeba, tumcho, topencho, yarwa jamso, padameba, tayeba nana, gosu, tado kubendu.
So the first line. I think you can translate into two different ways, as one, the first whole shloka as one sentence, or close by close, as you like, I think. So we do close by close. I think that is more easy somehow. Tsoni, I translate literally, word by word, but you should translate into yourself, idiomatically, in your own. Tony jazu yon so be tu, this tu is the power, and the sa is the instrumental particle or agent particle. Instrumental particle, yes, here. The science. Tu is power, tu means by the power. So now we go back. By the power of, then yon so zokpa we translate in order, in clockwise order. Completely perfect. Well, literally it's like that. By the power of the completely perfect. What perfect? The perfect of the accumulation, the ocean of the two kind of accumulation, you translate, yes? Mm-hmm. Two kind of accumulation by this power, yes. Then kudang is she just wang yu, means ngawang yu, yes. Normally ngawa is to have the mastery over. Wang yu means to dominate, you know. So that means you have the mastery over and you dominate. Dominate on what? Yatsoro, ocean. Ocean of what? Then kudang is she. Here you go in clockwise order. The body, perfect body, that means the Buddhas, I think. Kudi sangye.
Are sangye jikas.
The Buddha. The kaya, the body means the Buddha. Huh? In Buddha, yes, in general. And yishe is the transcendental knowledge or wisdom. How you translate? Yishe. Yeah. That means you have the mastery and over and the domination, yes, over the ocean of the Buddhas, means over the ocean of, means a great number of Buddhas, and Yishi, their transcendental wisdom. And then, Tile Jatsu and Romang Dose, Tile Jatsu. This Jatsu, again you have Sa here, Jatsu is ocean, Jatsu means with or by the ocean. By the ocean of what? By the ocean of Tile, activities, means a great number of activities, various activities. Romang. Then you have the word, yes, Dolzepa, liberates. Liberate who? And Domang, many or multitude of beings. Do. Zepa is honorific, you don't translate. Dolwa and Dolwar Zepa, you translate always in the same way, always in one way. Liberate, that's all, since you don't have honorific in English. So, who are these? Tupcho Yawa Jaso Tato Ku. Tato Ku means. Kui means I pay homage or I pay respect. Tatu is adverb, constantly, always. To whom? Yatsur, the ocean. Ocean what? The ocean of victor. Means many, many, all the countless Buddhas, the countless victors. Then Tupcho. Tupcho is the excellent sages. Eh? Excellent sages here means the victors, saying it's the coma actually. This you can translate two ways, I think. So that means I pay homage constantly to the ocean of the excellent sages, coma, the victors. Or other way around, I pay homage constantly to the ocean of victors, coma, the excellent sages, as you like.
Oh yeah. Tukki mana jamso tar simbe karpa jamso simbe tsor zongde. Jarkun yehi jamso chik dupa mabisenge tsog jindu jo. He saw a song then. Tandi kabsun jamba yang jibar jibar.
So the next shloka is in the homage to. Homage to Manjushri.
Tene tambo sanjo cho to tokje ba ne zongde tokje tang mona jansho tawo padme panthar simbe karpa jansor karpa tu jun thonga tsam mayin ba karpa jansor sanjo simbe tsor zongde jarkoin jarwa thamje je yihi jansho tawo chik du du ba dona sanje thamje je yihi chik du du ba ma be singe ma Mabasinki Jetun Jambi Yang Tini, so Gijin the Joe.
Mabasinki Jambi Yang
Yasa Yamata Sanjeevan.
So then, and Kalba Jasur Sebe Suzumte is Manjushri, of course. Manjushri, you the one, you could say, you can add in bracket, who hold, literally. Zung means the hold. Sul means the you can translate as a form, I think, or the appearances. You hold the appearances of the Bodhisattva, or as the Bodhisattva. Chandrasembe Sul Zung. Then, Kalva Jaso is a time, is ya tsor. This in this case the ra is I think you can translate in or during. During what? During ocean of kalpas. I don't know how you translate kalpas. Ayun? Kalpas. Okay. That's nice. Kalpa, yes. during oceans of kalpas means during many, many kalpas. Then this te is a grammatical particle, we call it lakche particle, which you can translate here as and, I think. Yeah. And all having or sometimes having held the form of maybe, which is not so nice perhaps. So in that case you can say and. And or having as you like, depending on the structure of the sentence. And yalgun yishi, yasu chikduba. And chikduba, I think I translate as obviously embodiment of, it's not literal, I think. The embodiment of what? You are the embodiment of the ocean again, the ocean of the wisdom of all the Buddhas. Yalgun means all the Buddhas. Marvi Singhi, Chuk Yendu Chö. Chö is I normally worship or I make offering. I worship. O Marvi Singhi means, or the line of expounder, means he is the most, the best one who expound, in expounding his, all the thoughts of the Buddhas. Chuk Yendu means as the crown of, as a crown, as suki jeni, as ornament of crown, which means crown, I think so. As crown, yes. So in Tibetan concept, to respect as a crown means really, you know, to put in higher spaces, very, very respectful. Oh, sorry. I left one. Oh yes, sorry. Tachin pe. This pe, tachin pa, and this sa is again instrumental particle. You say that by the perfection, tachin pa, by the perfection of what? Of the oceans. Yeah, again, you have the ocean. The oceans of what? The oceans of, now you go in clockwise order. Tukye. The mental development, which means development of the bodhicitta, and malam means the wishing or the prayers that you made for the beings. As the perfection of these two things, as the perfection of the ocean of these two things, ocean means many, many times, and then you hold the forms of, or you appear in the form of bodhisattvas during ocean of kalpas. And you are the embodiment of the ocean of the wisdom of all the Buddhas. So, O Marvi Singhi, O Manjushri, or the line of expounder, I worship you as my crown, or I pay homage, or I pay respect to you as a crown.
Tene rikpa yungloom chepa la jitun jamba yangla ten chepa jepa te ten rir chenpo ta kupa chenpo re te sena chepa jepa. Rikpa yunglok. Rikpa yunglok cheba.
Cheba.
Rikpa yunglok cheba la. Tani jibzin jamba yanglan chobar jona hiram pegare. Tisena. Tani chobar chobar.
So in order to explain and study all the science of all the knowledge, yes, all the science or studies, and it is very powerful to pray, yes, to pay homage to the Manjushri is very powerful and very very powerful, yes, to develop the wisdom.
Chuje trakpa chuta jamso yi rikpi yunglok jamso chewanyi losa lodu jamso chenze pa rikpi dorji nyingi pe manso de karma pa antani ta chuto pa rikpi dorji na chupa.
So this third shloka is a homage, paying homage to the 16th Karmapa, the Rigpa Dorje.
Chuje trakpa te tap solam chuta par chuje trakpa re. Chuje trakpa te par chuje trakpa re. Chuta jamso te Karmapa dunpa chuta jamso re. chuje trapa chura jamso isi jide karasana kama badumba chura jamso te par chuje trapa la ko jeva yeba kabje mune jirin se ne tene sema re yong jamso to sungbara tuanda chura jamso te par chuje trapa te yer me par te se ne chuje trapa chura jamso yi rikpe yungo jamso jirwa ni se rikpe yungo par soje langbu seman do dan tene Deva parchu jitrape tsema deden la sopa Rikpi yunglok jyanso tavate Rikpi yunglok jyanso Thamche chikdu dupa te tsema rikyong jyanso re Rikpi yunglok jyanso jirwa te nye chikdu dupa te nye Losa lodu jyanso jenze pe Lodu sarpa namju lodu jyanso tavula Jebaran zepa Rikpi dorji nyingi pe manjo Tate Rum tele tini, Torem Lorda Kira, Sato Tsona tini, Chini de Yerba, Tisena tini, Kamapa, Eric Pito Chiba Chiba Chiba
Chiba
Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba
Chiba
Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba Chiba
One pays homage to the Dharmakriti, Shura Gyamso, the seventh Kamapa, and the sixteenth Kamapa Rigpa Dorje as inseparable. So, Chögyi Thapa Shura Gyamso Yi means by the Dharmakriti, by the Shura Gyamso, the Dharmakriti, I think. It should be, yeah, Dharmakriti is. Proper noun, I think, better not to translate. Shura Gyamso is also better not to translate because it's proper noun, the name of the person, yes. But literally, it's ocean of the fame of the Dharma, you know, like that, you know it. So, not. Rinpoche says why Shura Chögyi Thapa, the Dharma Kiti's name is mentioned here because when the seventh Karmapa, Shura Gyamso, composed this, the text, what is called the Rikshung Gyatso, Sama Rikshung Gyatso, the text on the system of reason, ocean, system of ocean of reason, yes, you can translate that way. So, he remembered himself, yes, in his previous life, as the Dharmakriti himself, yes. So with this remembrance, I mean, how to say, recollection, yes, you could say, of his previous lives as Dharmakriti. So then he composed, he wrote this text. So his name is also Shura Gyamso, the same as Dharmakriti. So it means that by Shura Gyamso, the Dharmakriti, oh, I don't know, Dharmakriti, because you don't say the Dharmakriti, do you? No, Dharmakriti. Shura Gyamso, Dharmakriti, Koma, Dharmakriti, Rigpe Shunglok Gyatso Kilvani. And Shunglok is the system, yes? System of Rigpa. I think here one second suffix is missing, it's a grammatical mistake. Rakyugul Rikhasa Rigpa. Rigpa means reason or reasoning. Shunglok means system. The system of reasoning. The ocean of, yes. No. Yes. System of reasoning. Kilwa means that he dam. You say dam, make a dam. You the water stop the water. How you say dam?
Dam.
He dam. Yes. He dam the system of the reasons as an ocean into ocean.
Oh,
dam. Yeah, dam it. Kilwa. No? Or you could say yes. Ni means this very ocean of system of reason. Which he damned, this very means. Losa lodu jatsu kil zepa. Then kil zepa, zepa you don't translate, it's honorific. Only you translate kil. Again, he damned, you see? He damned.
He damned.
Damned up.
Give it.
Give it.
Damage is not
Yeah, cursing, you know. Yeah, damned up, you say. Mm-hmm. Preposition up, I say. Losa lodu jasu kills a pani. Then this ocean of, you know, system of reason that he damned up. So he again damned it up. Where? Kilzeba, he damned it up. What? Losal Lodro Jamso. Lodro Jamso. In the ocean of intellect, of the young intellect one. You see, young intellect?
Mm-hmm.
Of the young intellect one. He damned it.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon? Losal is young intellect. Sal is normally, yes. They translate as a young intellect. I don't know. Mm. Clear intellect, literally, yes. Ah, you say?
Yeah.
Ah, Losal Shunu, yeah, that's just, sorry.
Losal.
Losal Shunu is young intellect, yes, sorry. Losal, in the clear intellect, yes. He damned yes, up in the ocean of the, you say, intellect of the clear intellect. Losal lodu yamsu kilzepa. You understood what?
Mm-hmm.
And so Rigpa Dorje, O Rigpa Dorje, you could say O Rigpa Dorje, Ningi Pemocho, I worship you, or I worship you on the lotus of my heart, or on my heart lotus. Means I place you first. I make you seat on the lotus of my heart, and then I worship you.
Oh yeah, that is a good reason. Oh yeah. He's a jam so thing back, Kabatun, Riyong jam to repel lam trang, the losa load of jam so persis, he's a jam to redoom there, say so. Tande, Sampatan Javad. He's a jam so tau. He's a chew jam so tau. Hind the thing per cow, to per cowton, thingy. Riyong jam to repel lam trang there. Karma Badumba Chudra Jamsu Rigong Jamsu Tini Je Rikpa Lanle Rangte Lodru Sarpa Hirab Chenpo Ji Namje Tene Lodru Jamsu Tava Tini Parvar Sava Serdo Serdo Chedo Hiza Jamsu Rikpa Ndor Dupa There says so.
So now this last shloka is the emphasis is the Sampratamsa, which means promise to taking an oath, you say, taking an oath to complete the composition of the text, or you could say the declaration, I should say, the declaration of the. You hear me? Okay. The meaning, yes. The meaning of the dun means the meaning. Now you go back in the beginning, the ocean of knowable means knowledge. Yeah? The ocean of knowable. Then ting pa kawa is adjective. Kawa is very difficult. Ting pa means fathom. Which is very difficult to fathom. Fathom, you say?
Mm-hmm.
To fathom, yes. Very difficult to fathom. Then, Rikshung Gyatsu Rikpe Lamtang Te. Rikpe Lamtang Te. Rikshung Gyatsu Rikpe Lamtang Te. So, by the Rikshung Gyatsu, again, you have a sa here. Grammatical and instrument, grammatical particle. Sa, which means by. By the ocean of the system of. Reasoning. That is the text Rinpoche says that composed by the Churagyamso, the seven Kamapa. Rigpe Lamtang, here also missing Sa. Again, Raku Rikasari, misprinting. Rigpe Lamtang, they say, means here, Chang, I think you have to translate as a through, I think. Through the path of reasoning, means through the system of reasoning, I think. Chang Bahan. Says, and losar lojo jansu pelche Losar lodre jamzu phelwa chir. Chir means in order to. Then you go back. Phelwa means to increase, in order to increase or develop. To be developed, sorry. In order to be developed, to be increased, what? The ocean of lodre, the intellect. Yeah? Ocean of intellect. The intellect of what? In the young intellect one. The young intelligent one is. Losar means young intelligent. Sarva means normally new one. But in certain texts I saw the translated as young intelligent means the students. intelligent students. Young intelligent. In order to increase or to be increased or in order to be developed or to develop. The ocean of the intellect of the young intelligent ones. Sheja yamso yam tsu rigdu diri seso. Diri means here. Seso means I did, means I composed. It's past tense form of the verb to do, means to compose. I did means I composed. Here I composed. What? Sheja yam tsu rigdu. The concise. From all this, the concisest reasoning, means system of reasoning of the ocean-like knowledge.
That's all?
That's all.
Chisa Rinpoche Nzole, Chuchin Yegi, Chuchin Yewa Tang, Mize Namgya Nizi Tanjur Tang, Tava Oman Neb Tsor Nabo, Rikpa Wang So Namji Dubate Tani Ji Yar Tundan Tsema Do Jitang, Jibate Ta Chujin Dang Chujin Yeye Chujin Yeye Chujin Ta Tsuki Chujin Dang Yeye Chuji Yeva Dang Drubza Chuji Yeva Dang Nizet Namja, Nizet Namja de Drubzare Nizi Tanjur Dang Nizi Je Tanjur Dang Tava Oma Neva Tsol Nabo Chujin Yege Chujin Drubza Chu Drubza Tanjur Tava Oma Neva Rilam Je Tava Oma Neva Tsol Nabo De Rekpe Wamso Namje Dubate Rekpe Wamso Drubju je rekpe wangso, kajju je rekpe wangso, drubju je rekpe wangso namju dupate es. Ta kajju je, drubju je rekpe wangso namju dupate, chujin yege, chujin, drubzu chu, tene, drubza, tanjor tawa oman nebe tso ngale dukuyere, ta tawa de dongde, dupate. Tanyi je ya tuandang se mato, tanyi je, Tani teme yarte, tundan semado, ton tamba, ta tato tundan semado, but eh, but oh, yeah.
Choosing is it caraso, chukiwa.
Chuting, chuting, that's okay, chuting.
Chukiwa.
Chuting, so he chuting, yege sejata, chuting the yegerava. Chuting yege, say undo, chuting the yege say. Tene, chuji yeva, drubzu chuta ti yeva. Nizi namja te drubzare, nizi jet tanjur ta paror pola sunjin jibarava tanjur. Tava oman neba tsorna, tsonga resuma, repo wansung namji dupare, drubju jit repo wansung namji dupare.
Tava oman neba
tsorna, rere.
Tsu dingan goni tene, tava oman neba tsorna druga sunga.
Tava Oman Nebze
Dutsur
de Chujin Rikpa Dugo Rava Zuki Chujin Drubze Chu Drubza Nizi de Tanjur Tava Oman Nebze Tornal Dubari Rikpa Yong
Nizi Tanjur Si Tava Oman Nebze
Tornal Ore
Tava Nebze Tornal Dinangla
Tarikpa Tsudong Same like Patterson.
Naso.
Then it tiny ticket to dance a madrose. Tani jit sema te tap tan tuen dan jit sema te tap zong da wo do wo kyo.
So, tsul, I think we should start. Tsul nga bo rigbe wang chun nam ki dui ba te. So, Rinpoche said that rigbe wang chun, he also you have to write sa. Rigbe wang chun is the master of reason. Means the master of reason of the kagyu lineage.
Dugyu je rigbe wang chun.
Or the practice lineage, yes. And all the yes, the system, yes, I should say, the system of reason are say, concised, eh? So, condensed, yes, condensed by the Rigpe Wangchu, means by the master of reasons, in bracket, the practice lineage. In 5 points, so in Ngapo, in 5 points. So now we go back, we enumerate the 5 points one by one. So these 5 points are Chuchin Yeshi, means the subject matter, which is the basis of classification. The subject matter of itself, Chujin the Zhuishi, you know? Yeah, the subject matter, yes. The
subject on
which we discussed, yes. Which is the basis of the classification or analysis, yes. Yeshi. Ji means base. Yewa could be analyzed also sometimes. Sometimes could be also translated to classify, to divide, to divide up, depending on the context. Then Chuji Yewa, then the classification of the phenomena, which means the analysis of the phenomena, perhaps. And Neje Namsha. Then the Namsha, the presentation. Neje, the presentation of what is to be ascertained.
So,
which means what is to be ascertained. Neja means what is to be ascertained. Means Rinpoche said that what is to be established is. Yes. What is to be established? Then ngeje thalgyur. Then ngeje means the means to ascertain, or the method of ascertaining, yes. Means the way, yes. That is what? That is thalgyur. Thalgyur means can I speak with you? Thalma Pemba means to throw, actually. You say fling,
yeah.
To fling, it's more easy, nice word, yeah. To fling the consequences, yes.
So
that
is,
what it says, that is the way of, yeah, that means to sunjima, that you make other person, the opponent, uneasy about his own concept, about his own view, wrong view. So you make him uneasy. First you make him feel uneasy. What is called Talwa Pemba, to fling, I see, the consequences, yes. Yeah, which is the means of ascertaining, yes, or means of establishing. Then, Tawa Umar Neba. Tawa Umar Neba, how the view remains, you say, or how the view actually, Neba, how you translate in this case? As Umar, as a Madhyamikano. Is the final view, you could say. How the final view remains as a Madhyamika, as a middle
view.
The
view exists as Madhyama?
How exists, yes. The final view, how it exists as a Madhyamika, yes. So these, in these 5 points, so in this system of reasoning composed by, or introduced by the Rigpe Wangchu, the master of reason, yes, of the practice lineage, is discussed.
Tena ta.
Oh, tanda sama. Ah, tani kisal, tanda sama dora. Tani kisal,
sana. Tanda sama dora.
Tanda sama
dora. Sama la tani sama da tanda sama yero ba. Tani sama yar de.
Oh,
tanda. Tato tanda sama dora kore.
Oh, sana. By the measurement of the conventional way of reasoning, so the tandam samaratup. So the ultimate tandamba samaratup is the ultimate truth is established or proved as the authentic, is it sema, as authentic or as a valid, as valid, right? Sema.
Then that sema too.
Yes.
This one.
Yes. Pardon?
Then you continue to pick up a look for you now. Don't tell that. Sema. Lucy here, but going to Tani, but Sema Yena to hear by song Yure. Don't have a Sema Momate, Sanjay Hill Yarno.
Don't have a Sema, so.
Rare, don't have a Sema Tato, the Namjin Yapre.
No, so don't have a Sema Luce Trupa.
Luce Trupa.
Luce Trupa.
Going to Tani, but Sema Yena, the Trupa's here.
According to Quintian, the omniscient Padma Karpo, the tsema or the valid cognition, the ultimate truth is explained or is established as the ultimate valid cognition, and all the other conventional reasoning, I'll say, valid cognitions are as the branches. Yeah, this one is as a main body, and the tanya tsema as branches.
Oh yeah, there. Yin drubyu rinpoche ripa wangso karwang chuje wangso ki yin dupe ripa la che na tongta mini jen usan ne par majo te kelin tam jen je par jo tongta mini jen u ma me kelang mini jen tongta mini te se oma chen bo wo ki song ba ตารัสระวังตายิงยังดุจุเจเสกจุปะจังมะยิงบะดุปะญังนิจุปะยิงเปนะเตกะจุปะละดุจุเสระดุจุเจเรปะวังซุกตะมังบุเพยเรดุจุเจเรปะวังซุกกะรวังจุเจวังซุกยะมาตุปะเรยะมาตุปะจุเจวังซุกเตสังจิมะชะปะเคบะเช่นบุจงเยเรจุเจวังซุกกีคงกะดุปะเรปะเสกเรจาเต Yin and duper repala, that yin and suggesting when you duper repa mambo rosa rava. Yin and duper repala. Yen and tonta minigen. The hirap the taikin, yen and toma tan tam minigen. Duper repala tonta manina, uyan nigamarava. Uzoan neper majorte. Tonta minig the senna uzoan neper majorte. This and a killing tamjin japanjor. Duper repala tinde, tinny. Da kelin tam jin jigres kelang tam jin jigban jo de ce tong ta mi jin u ma me tong ma mi jin tong ta mi jin u ma me ba u ma me kelang mi jin tong ta mi ta che ban ta to be ka so kelang yo ma re tong ta yo ma re de ce o ma jin bo de ce de ne da ta wa ma jin bo ka les o ya
Karavang Chuki, Wang Chuki. Moreover, Karavang Chuki Wang Chuk is the name of the sixth Kama Paramas. Sixth Shama Paramas. Sixth Harwang Chu Yiwang Chu, then Dukyu Rinpoche Rikpe Wang Chu, that is adjective, close, which means the master of the, not the master of the reason, reason or reasoning? Of the reasoning, of the precious practice lineage, that is referring to Kagyupa, because in this tradition, more puts emphasis on practice side more. So what he said, Wangchukhi is the subject of the sentence. Then he said, you will find at the end of the second line, yes, Jesus. He said, what he said, now we go back. Shenyang Dubi Rikpala, he says, moreover, Dubi Rikpala, Jena. Emphasis on practice side more. So what he said, Wangchukhi is the subject of the sentence. Then he said, you will find at the end of the second line, yes, Jesus, he said, what he said, now we go back. Shenyang Dubi Rikpala, he says, moreover, Dubi Rikpala, Jena. Neither it will be, Minjur means it will be, it won't be, exist. Uisu in the middle, either. Ang you can translate either. Kelang Tamje Jigbalyo. What happened? Kelang Tamje Jigbalyo. All the acceptance, all the affirmation, you see, will be destroyed. Jigbalyo will get destroyed. So at that time, then Tong Ta Meqing, there is neither a beginning nor the end concerning the view, yes. Uyumami, no, the middle one, exist. Mikpa, in this case, you can translate as exist or, yes. Uyumami. Tong Ta Meqing, Uy. Kelang Tamji, Chuk Ta Meqing. Kelang.
Kelang Yomara, Tong Ta Yomara. Kelang Mepe, Tong Ta Yomara. Tonta mame pe we make mar. Kela me pe tonta ya.
Mimi gamo re mami gamo.
Ha? Ha?
Tonta me je mami gamo re mimi gamo.
Mami te
ma de de bar ma.
No re.
De ra.
Re.
Ma in de ba. De ba mo ku si.
Tonta me je mimi
me. Sono chetan ra ta.
Re.
Ha. A ti.
Kare.
Tonta me je mimi. And kela me je. You have no any acceptance. There isn't any acceptance or affirmation. You see, Chuktame. So there is no philosophy. There is no philosophy. At that time, it is called or it is. It is literally yes. At that time, it is the great Madhyamika.
That's what. That's an antenna. Dubyuje, kajuje. Then he read to the Tumon Mayim by Yuri. Yin the Tumon Mayim by Yuri.
For this reason, also, the Rigdu or the concise the system of reasoning in the tradition of Kagyupa is very special, yes, very special, very particular.
He song but the tender chutam jet, dummy to daje, for the tinum baby, he's a jam to reduce a barra savala. Hoya. He song but our daughter, same and reverte, caressana, chutam jet. Said an uncle chutam jet. Go what an young in the baby chutam jet. Dummy. Kanzak dad and chuja dad the drop of mapper, dummy. Then Tongjang may got some money back. Driven Tatam Jed and Travel, Toto, Dinan Bebe, Kiza Jam to redo, Kiba Savala. Oh, yeah.
As it is said, soul, inconcise soul. Sanjay Chutamzidani, Sanjay Chutamzidani, she said, Jamsri to Shepherd Sama, La, La, we go back from La.
Go back.
Shepherd Sama.
Doing survey.
La,
doing survey.
Chilogam.
Chilogam.
Tango Kinit Chilogam.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
La, in order to. Shepherd Sawa to explain what Sheja Jamsu Rigdu, the concise system of reasoning, the concise system of reasoning of ocean of knowledge, that is the name of this text, huh? And then the Akiru you can translate as a which, the pronoun relative pronoun which is. Which what? Which establishes Bepa. Tell and Bepa, sorry. Tell and Bepa is one word. Which establish or which, you know, other word? Establishes. Which determine or which establish. What? Jodalgi Totum. Totum is on the Chutamje Dame. No, you should go back. First Chutamje Dame. That's better. On the what? On the Chutamje Dame. Dame, yes, first. On the non-selflessness, yes, on the selflessness of all the phenomena, Chutamje, then the Buddha says not only all the phenomena as a selflessness, complete empty, but Trodal. Trodal is referencelessness, see, or simplicity. Tungvara Buddha translates as simplicity, as you like.
Yes.
When you say simplicity, you don't have the negative particle is omitted. Eh?
Mm.
You translate in other way around, that means.
But sometimes
when you say Trodal,
yeah?
Mm-hmm. Free from complexity,
yeah.
Complexion. Complexity, complication.
Yeah.
Free from complication, or free from conceptual creation. You can use many words actually. Nishprapanch in Sanskrit is called.
Yeah.
Then you say that is Chetamje Dharma, the selflessness of all the phenomena, coma. Not only that, but Trodala, Rinpoche says, it's Trodala, free from conceptualization, free from complexity.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you have no, in certain texts it's a referencelessness. Huh? On this established. Then it's that, again comma, you have the tsendeya. Tsendeya means the fruit of the valid cognition, science of valid cognition. The fruit or the, not consequences, the result is.
Chesa Rinpoche Zole, Dream Karpa Kangdo Nami King, Tumba Sanje Temba Londo Ni, Zambling the Nakin Yebano, Tune Tusan Gomla Rem Jorbe, Lambrun Devin Tarson Tainju Lu, Parasinju Transa Number Ya, his own the nature force. Tatel a nature the Karasana, Dream Karpa Kangdo Nami King, Dream Teta Tambichure. Karasana tumuk de mumba tavare, tumuk mumba tava sever seba the tambe churi tisena, tene sanje jichu tarbe, jikin tela, karpa tela, dreamy karpa sever. Ta dreamy karpa, kangdo name, hikam tembatam, Tumba sanje, kain ter, tumba sanje nam, jetar song, tor, tani, temba long toni. Da Sumba Tumba Sanje Teda Ke Temba Long Dan Tokba Dani Jinja Tambe Chu Jetar Songwa Jetar Yinba Raban Jetar Songwa Jetar Yinba Long Dog Da Chu De Kye Zambi Ling Do Ne Hing Jeba Na Te Tabu Long Dog Ke Temba De Zambi Ling Do Ne Hing Jeba Na Zambling, Jetar Negin, Jetar Tarking Jebetor. Somebody is on? A Jebari is on? Dreaming Carpacando Namikin, Tumba Sanje, Temba Londoni, Zambling Do, Negin Jeba, or a Jebari. Tune, tene, teta with temba de la, lapa to remja lapa la, jetta lapa tor. To bear and barasawa, to bear din and baba. To bear remba, samba remba, to sam gomba remba la, jetta jova, to ba, ta, to tem, to ba, samba. Gomba Lamru said to Salam Janamja David and Jure De Lamru David Tarson. Thank you, Lu. Thank you, Julu. The drunk at the parrot to Simba. Joy Johnson number Yapare. Somebody turned out Dremikarba Kandana Machine, Tumba Sanje, Tamba Tambechu, Zambalina. Lingdo, Jetar Tarsor, Tene, Sotem, Tuba, Samba, Gomba, Salam de with the children. Oh, yeah.
Salam,
Lamdru. Lamdru, said the Lamdru, said the Salam. Lamdru, he belanged at the Dursor. Lamdru,
said
the Dursor. Then Tarson de, Tartopan de, thank you.
We go at the end first. Lu, Tenju Lu, we start from here. Tenju Lu, Lu means the body. The body. Tenju means this Shastra, this treaty. You have it also, treaty?
Shastra.
Shastra is better. The whole body of this Shastra, then say, Parul Chinju Transu Nambarja. Nambarja is presented. Presented. Is presented. Changsu means the in the number of or as the number of, I think, or in the equivalent number of the 10 parameters, Parul Chimbachu. Because there are 10 parameters, so the subject matter of this text also presented in 10 points. In point, 10 points. So, what are these 10 points? So, now we go back from the beginning. Dunne Kalva, Kangdu Nangishin. First is the explanation or the presentation, you could say, the Shing means the field, the universe, the world, whatever you call it, literally is the field. Kaundu Nawa means where appears what? Kalpa, the Kalpa, you don't trust it, okay? The name is of light, the Kalpa of light. Or the luminous kalpa. Remember, it says that the Dharma exists, then it is called that kalpa. It's called the luminous kalpa, or kalpa with light, or full of light, you call it. How it appears here, that means the presentation of the field is where the luminous kalpa appears. That first point. Second point is Tumba Sangye. Sangye, how it appears, you have to add here. How it appeared, and how and why also I think, appeared the Buddha, the teacher.
Buddha is a conditioner.
Buddha, the teacher. Tumba, the teacher. And then, Tumba Lungto Yi. And then, the third point is how it appeared, what is what he taught, Tenpa, is in, literally is past tense of the verb. We translate sometimes as a doctrine also. But literally it is what is taught. What is taught, what? What Buddha has taught has two aspects. What is these two? Lung and To. The Agama and the Jnana means the scripture and the realization. Two aspects. So how this, then the Dharma, how appears Dharma. on the in on this kalpa is. And then that's third one, yeah. And the fourth one is Zambu Ling Nation Yebana. Shiva the Kalan, Zambu Ling Nation Yebana.
Zambu Ling the Nation Yebana. Yebana, said the Mande Kodua.
Mande
Kodua. The Nation Nation Sangong.
So, which, you could say the which, when. Na means the when, yes.
Zambu Ling La Nation Yezordan, Nebana. So, Nation Sangong.
When this. Two aspects of the doctrine or what Buddha taught. Ne, first you say ne, now we go back in clockwise. Eh? Ne means exist or remain, and then yeva means develop or flourish, you say. Existing and flourish, you say like that? Mm-hmm. Existing and flourish.
Yes, yes.
Where? Jambuling to.
Oh, yes.
In Jambudipa. In the Jambudipa. Jambudipa, the Kuchariko. Okay, we translate as world, Jambudipa, Jambuling. Well, these two, yes, live and flourish in Jambudipa, oh, sorry, in the world. Then, what happened? So then one progressively engage oneself. Rimba means progressively, rimpar is adverb, is understood as adverb. Jorwa means to engage oneself, apply oneself or engage oneself. In what? Then we have go back again, clockwise. Sul, Tsumla, Neba, Terba, Sampa, Gomba, the three, four things. Sutumla, Neba means to dwell in Shila, means to practice the Shila. The ethics. Discipline or the right discipline, sila, and the thirba to study, to listen, to hear means to study, samba means to reflect upon, to contemplate on, gomba means to practice or to meditate upon, and then jorwa by these, then the sa you have a jorwa where you have a sa by these four activities or four action. Then lamdu, that's one point. Lamdu, one trod the path, you say? Lamdu, one trod the path. One tread the path means one journey the path is. The path in which Rinpoche says, the path in which the labels, the bhumis are also included. The path and the bhumis and the sa and lam are traveled, and finally devu tarsan, one reach at the end of the fruit, tarsan that means one achieve, sunba you can translate it to achieve or to reach both. For example, laku sunba means to achieve in the hand, tarsanba means to reach to the end. So sunba you can tell two ways, sun reach or achieve. At the end of what? At the end of the fruit. That is Buddhahood, you must say. Achieve Buddhahood. So that's the whole body of the Shastra is presented.
So
in,
are those supposed to be 10 points?
10 points, right. Dome Kalva Kamana Sing, one, you just mark the marker. Sing. Tenba Sangi, two. Tenba Lungdongi, three. Zambu Ling Donation Yeba. Na, Sulne,
Zambulin, the neck, Jeba, the chicken.
This is the fourth point. It's, you know, it's a.
Jatin Zamin, the Kadesa Tarpati.
Jambudipa. Then, Sulne, Tosam Gona, Rimbal, Jorwe.
Sortem, Turpa, Samba, Gombaye.
Gombasha.
The Jeris, huh? Then, Salande,
Sulna, Neba, Turpa, Gomba, Samba.
Turpa, Samba, Gomba.
Four point, yeah. And then, the ninth one is. Lamdra, yeah,
Salam.
Path and Bhumis are trod, and Devu Tharsan, that's 10.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Tham. He sombne chopote, jarva vampo, par karma, pa dhumba chura jamsu, tsema rikyong jamsu, rikpa tan jarte, heza jamsu, rikdu kheba la. Hebala, Tampa de Pata Marbe.
She soon bears, thus said, so nature, so these 10 points, name means a point, these 10 points, name is normally a place sometimes, but here is point. These 10 points, La, Shepala, at the end, we jump at the end. Again, we start with La. In order to, Shepa means to explain, in order to explain what Sheja Jamsu Rigdu, the concise system of reasoning, of ocean of knowledge, Sheja Jamsu, knowledge, Jarte, this Te you can translate as a present participle, you say? Mm-hmm. It's verb, it goes with the verb. Jarte means applying, you could say. So dite is ing. Jara means to apply. Te is ing. Applying, tang means with, you say? Applying with, applying to. It depends, okay, we'll see. Applying, yes, with, yes, right. With the reasoning of the ocean of reasoning, that is the text. So all these rig is missing sa second suffix, you have to add. Reasoning. Ripa as knowledge or intellect, then you don't have sa. As a reason you have sa. Applying with the reason of the reason of the Rikshum Jato is the ocean of the system, the ocean of system reasoning, that is the name of the text composed by the seventh Kamapa, Sema, which talks about the valid cognition, Bimbashuragyamso, of the seventh, of the obvious Churagyamso, the seventh. The seventh is the seventh Kamapa, Shepala. Yalwe Wangbo, sorry. Again, you are more adjective, Yalwe Wangbo. The Yahweh Wangbo, the way the Lord Yahweh Wangbo means that, means the Buddhas of the Buddhas, you could say, the Lords of the Buddhas, the Kamapa, the glorious Kamapa, the seventh, the glorious seventh Kamapa, Shodagyamso.
I understand a little mark before, wasn't it?
Pardon?
After the Chupa?
Chupa, Jamaica moving, and then you can say what you got.
Ah, yes, because before the Galwa, before the Kyap, you have to write this sign, which is a sign of respect, honor. Yes. When you write a name, when you say Galwa Rinpoche, Dalai Lama, or Galwa Kamapa, before the Galwa, Galwa, you have to write this sign. That is sign of respect. You don't read it, right? It you have.
Are there several, or is this
the one? Yeah, before Shab also, when you say Shab Dung Tu, at the feet.
Uh-huh.
Before Shab also, you write this one, this sign.
Is this the sign that's used always?
Pardon?
Is this the letter that's used? I feel I've seen a couple, and I'm wondering, maybe I'm just remembering wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit different. Yeah, a little bit different. Sometimes they write number 7, like number 7, you know?
Uh-huh.
This one is a bit different, but it is same thing, actually.
Mm-hmm. But what did they call it?
This is called, let me think. Guida, I think so. Guida, yeah, sign of respect. Sign of respect. Guida, I think.
Tobi, that's second one.
Tobi, what's it? Tobi means sign of title. Yig means the letter.
Yeah.
The letter, the characteristic. The character, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Top means the title.
Tanu
top like to obtain, you say.
Korsa yo.
Top like to
obtain. Yige kensa de.
Then Kongma also, before Kongma also you write. Kongma means emperor, somehow like that. I think Kongsa. Kongsa Yawang Tamisham. Before Kongsa also you write this sign.
Mm-hmm.
Before Yawa also you write this sign.
Mm-hmm.
And before Shabdung, Shab also you write this sign.
Mm-hmm.
First
of all, Drömi Karpa Kangdo Nama Shimla Rikpe Chepa means now we analyze or we examine. I don't know what's the difference between analyze and examine. Same. To examine. with reasoning, with reason, what kalpa kano nang sing, the field where the light kalpa, the luminous kalpa appears.
Are domi kalpa anjik tini de chetar kandesa chapare rikpe chepa de thoma karchen boyin par.
Aso. Appears or appeared, past tense or present, and you can use both. If you say present tense, it's more general factor. If you say past tense, then this already appeared. Yes. It doesn't make difference. The second point, Rikpe Chepa again, to analyze or to examine with reasoning, by reasoning, yes. Tsul la means about, tsul means the how. Chen means appear, this honorific word, Chenba. Appear or come, to come or to appear. Yes. It is past tense, yes. Yeah. It's present tense, should be how by the general Chenba. Yeah. So, how appeared, you say, how came. Chital means, Chul means the way, sorry. Chul means the way, Chital means how, Chen means appeared or came. How came or appeared, what Sangye, the Buddha, Koma, Tenpa, the teacher, and then again Koma.
Koma.
Dulje means the one who tames, or the tamer. I don't know. Dulje, the one who tames, or the tamer. Sing, tel means in that. We could say yes, in that field.
Tason.
Tason.
Oh yeah. Ti Tenpa. Ta Tenpa Sangye Ti. Tenpa longto, longtang, tope dani jinje, longto nije, chujung kolo, jetar song sola jeba.
So now the third point is the examination, to examine the ways, through the way. Again, jetar chung means how now happened, chungwa means how came or how happened. What? Chuji kolo, the wheel of the Dharma. How the wheel of the Dharma came into existence, means the teaching, and then the koma, what is this? The wheel of the Dharma off, yes, is that maybe not necessary. The wheel of the Dharma off, lung to. The wheel of the Dharma, what he taught, right, yes, the doctrine, tenpa, so then again koma, you have lung to ni, the two, the agama and the realization. The scripture and the realization, these two.
Agamai.
Agama.
Agama sikare.
Lung.
Yeah, yeah.
Tola agama.
Tenyi. Tenyi zambu leng dung perkin jeso la jeba. Tenyi sikita ta long ta tobe dungi jinje dambu chu tenyi. Zambu leng dung perkin jeso ta so la jeba. Kandese pribare, kandese jebare, kandese tabare.
So then the next point again. Chepa, to examine the way, that means the way, then you have to go back, tenyi, in the beginning of the sentence, this very doctrine, or the Longdongyi, or the Dharma Chakra, they have some many adjectives, qualifying adjectives. Felsing Geba, the way, this very means this very two things, this doctrine. Felwa means to flourish and develop. Felwa, flourish and Geba develop. Say. Where? Zambuling to on this earth, on in this world.
Yangzazo. Oh yeah. Ta Sanje Jitemba Tel and Jupe Koremji, Sanje Jitemba Lanjon, Tachu Yamin Seno, T Koremji, Sesotar, Nansans, and Samanga Jet Sotem Jetta Lapsor La Jeba, Sotem La Jetta Lapsor La Jeba. That's what I'm so much. Sota Sans and Naja Sotem La Jeba. Oh, yeah.
So then the next point is again to examine the way. towel, is better. Lap means train oneself. Normally, lap means to learn, to learn or to teach, but I think it's to train, you see? To train oneself. To train oneself, what? Then, sojang agi tsultim. Tsultim means the sila, the disciplines of, ki means of, the disciplines of what? So now we go back again, we go clockwise. So, jang na. So means sosotarva, patimokcha. Patimokcha, that means the individual liberation, the discipline which brings individual liberation. Jang means, then the tsultim is the tsultim, the discipline of jangjub semba, the bodhisattva, which is the universal, yes. And then na is Vajrayana. Then Sanji Gitemba Telaju Gorim Ki, you have to say Gorim Ki by a progressive or by stage engagement, Jukpa means to enter on this doctrine, in this doctrine of the Buddha. Means to train oneself, but the Gorim Ki is adverb, the way of training oneself, progressively. In what? Then so changa chutin, the object.
Gorim Ki said that, Sanji Chitemba Telen Yopa La, Gorim Karas and the Tambo Sutem Jugu, no Sutem Tela Kande, Yuri Tela Takipan with the Kachimur.
The progressive, which says that engagement or practicing oneself. In these things, that first one has to engage oneself in the in this discipline, practice of the discipline of Patimokcha. So on this again, one has to examine why and how.
Tene ta tupe rondo jeba, sambe nambar ngeba, gombe tin lawa ba, satan lam je rochor, tasen devo kota yihi de ne jol jerbe du. Reglando duhyeba le. Oh yeah.
So then the next point is Thubhe Dondo Chepa. By the listening or hearing, literally hear, he covered to hear. But here it means to study, yes. To, you know. By studying, then Chepa is one cut through the Dondo. No, Dondo Chepa is one word. Yeah? One cut through the doubts, you see. Doubts. Yeah. Dondo Chepa means to cut through all the doubts and misunderstandings. Misconcept, wrong concept, and everything. Dondo Chepa. Then, Sambe Nambar Neva. Then, through reflecting, through reflection or through contemplation, then one Nambar Neva means one makes sure that it is like that, or one ascertain that completely, perfectly. Nambar means perfectly, Neva means one make them sure, you see. Something
to make sure.
Gombe tenla wapa. Then by meditation or then tenla wapa means you establish them. You establish the view, I think, through meditation is. Tenla wapa si the wapja de it's kind of dig up soon.
Sutra,
then the way one treads, yes, the bhumis and the paths.
Sajotang lama yudhichar.
So tarchin.
Tarchin devo kota yihi den. Tarchin bata tan devo kota yihi rava. Devo kota yihi den ne jole jarva rilando tuhi balay.
Tarchin is then the final perfection of these. When these 10 points are perfected, then the fruit that we achieve, Debu, is what? Kudang Yishe. The ultimate body of the Buddha, or the Buddha, you say. I think better to say Buddha's Kaya. And you say, and their, and their transcendental knowledges. So, that is to say that nature, there are 10 points. So nature la jarve rilam do dushya pa le. And this explanation in concise, dhubha means in concise or in brief. Dhubha means in brief, yes. What? Rilam. Rilam, the path of reasoning, that means system. Path means system. The system of reasoning, which is applied with these 10 points. Mm. Yes, which says that this the 10 chapter, each 10 is divided into 4 sub chapters, the sub chapters, so that it makes 40 chapters. The whole text.
Tana to the Zuka take. Ta toma dhumi karpa kanta nami khenla rikpe jepa teni la toma dhumi karpa kanta nami khenla rikpe jepa. Oh, kare kawe chai sumi. Oh, yeah. Jepa le. Tambu dhumi karpa kanta nami khenla jepa la thonang na cho la rikpe jepa tang thonang na cho ge jo la rikpe jepa nye le. Tera ba? Diksuma? Thonang na cho la rikpe jepa se. Jikten je khan la tenin thonang me da ba kan je yo re thonang na cho te yonggu bichim se kare te la rikpe jepa tang thonang na cho la jo je re jo la rikpe jepa nye.
So now from Lame is from this explanation of the on the 10 points. The first one is Dhumi Karpa Kanta Nami Khenla Jepa La. So in order to examine the field where the luminous kalpa appears. Voilà. So this now we examine on 2 points, that is Jabala Nya at the end of the we examine on 2 points. So the first point is to examine with reason, to examine, yes, the various tonglang, the various way of appearances of this phenomenal world, yes, with reason or by reason, by reason, and tonglang na so di yula rikpe jeba. So then to examine the cause of these various appearances, the appearances of this phenomenal world in various ways, with reason. Yes.
What is the lesson? Rikpa tsuhur sepa namjin jukpa deva cheto garub so chikto sabata nile. Dele tsab sabche nile.
So now the first point is also discussed under two small points, two divisions. So So that is Dambola concerning the first. Kowa Tzoru Cheba Namji Tau Lan Che Du. Chenyi Cho Chidu Gopa. First we, Chenyi Cho Chidu Gopa. We Cho Chidu Gopa, we establish, I say. We establish all the characters of the phenomena, all the characters or their definition or characters in one side, chochido means in one side, and then chedo means in order to, tok lawa means in order to understand easily, lawa means easily, tok means understand. Understand by those, by whom? By those, ji means by, kowa zogoro cheba, who, let's say, zogoro cheba, who emphasizes on, yes, mainly on the comprehension of the meaning, on the meaning, yes, who doesn't emphasize on the reasoning, who just don't understand. Understand, yes, what this phenomena world, how it appears, why it appears, so on. And then, lots of things to go about. And the second point is Rikpa Tsogur Cheba Namji. This Rikpa is also again a Sa, or you add always Sa second set. Rikpa Tsogur Cheba Namji, Jupa Devi Chedu, Gagdup Chotibu Chawa, yes. So then, Chotibu. Gagdup means negating, say, and affirming is. Gagdup chotibu on one side is the affirmation and the negation on one side. Chetu means for, in order to. Jubat deva. Deva means easy, eh? Yeah. Deva means not happiness. in order to be. To Jubat deva means easily, how say. Related subject in order to be able to relate easily, jupa, or understand. Jupa di kapsu kalil ko.
Lelao, debo yamba.
Nen, jupa de, jupa de, jupa de kalil ko. Koa,
ko,
ha ko.
Lojong se lao.
Are ren,
no so. Lojong ko jok debo.
So, in order to, yes, I think, engage themselves more easier way by those who. Ripa Tsogur Cheba. Tsogur Cheba means who emphasize on the reason, or emphasize on the logic or reason. Yes. Means those who emphasize on the reasoning as approach, as more important as a means of approach, or approaches of understanding.
Re sabje ta kun di sabje de ji ba ye ra ka ta ma ma bu ji ba re wo ya ta hing ji hing ga de zeni de ye ne ya de ya sa re zeni de dang bu san ji jin ti ne ye ti ne ju bu hing de mi ka ba kang de na we hing ge zeni ta de mi ka ba kang de na we hing ge zeni de ka re sa na san ji jin ti ne ju bu hing de mi ka ba kang de na we hing ge zeni de
상부상진 Now, the first one again. 이 당부대 다리 당부대.
아, 네, 다 제니 소지던 거 받아.
아, 예. 네,
강강 제니.
Now to establish all the characteristics, or the definition of this one side, yes. For this, Trilaju Vidun Chani Chosen. Dila Kaja Kosidava. They don't say Kaja Gurdi.
Got it.
The Nibat
Chini Satya Tamborva. Satya Tambor Chini, the Tansini Kanga Soji.
Oh,
that's. Then Chini Chigrava. Tansini is a Kanga.
Tambola Sangi, the Trilaju Vishing, Domingawa Kanga, Shingi Chani. So the characteristic, yes, of the field where appear, yes, these are luminous kalpa and Tireju, which is the field where the activities of the Buddha Buddha, Jukva means becomes active, I say. The activities of the Buddha penetrate, literally penetrate, yes, functions and works. Yes.
Dwayami kapa kanta nama shenka tsanyiri sumo?
Lasum.
Ya, ta payo nyama yango chapa goja. San, tangpo tse kapato, san je jen, tenen jokwe shenyi na dwayami kapa kanta nama shenyi becha. Dwayami kapa kanta nama shenyi na, san je jen tenen jokwe shenyi becha. San je jen tenen jokwe shenyi mayi na, dwayami kapa kanta nama shenyi becha. Oh ya, ten yinda.
A field in which the activity of the Buddha operates is necessarily a field in which the luminous kalpa appears. Any field in which the luminous kalpa appears is necessarily a field in which the activity of the Buddha operates. Any field in which the activity of the Buddha does not operate is a field in which the luminous kalpa necessarily does not appear. And any field in which the luminous kalpa does not appear is necessarily not a field in which the activity of the Buddha operates.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that thing. Tangasima Dema Pega Gope Ying Ting Tambun Dini.
Tsikiatir, Tsikiatiking Dini. Dema Gope. Now, there is a.